More than 70 healthcare, business, and advocacy organizations are out to convince Kansans that the failure to expand CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program, is a costly mistake. It's costing the state federal dollars that could help the economy and several struggling Kansas hospitals, and costing about 150,000 poor Kansans health coverage.
We've lost out on $1.2 billion. We can't afford to lose out on more.
That's David Jordan. He heads up the Alliance for a Healthy Kansas, the group spearheading the voter education campaign.
It's critical that this issue is discussed between now and November, since it's not being discussed in Topeka.
Governor Sam Brownback and Republican legislative leaders have blocked debate on expansion. They say the state can't afford it, even though the federal government would shoulder all but 10% of the costs. And they say providing coverage to more non-disabled adults could discourage them from working. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.